Hello again, and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for August 2015. We'll start this month, as always, with the moon. In August, we have a full moon on the 29th, and a new moon occurring 14 days earlier on the 14th, which, as we'll see later, this is very good news for the meteor spotters. August again provides an opportunity to view all the planets at one time or another during the night. Mercury is visible just before sunset, around 9 p.m. at the beginning of the month, low down in the west-northwest. Venus becomes a morning object this month, best seen low down in the east, around 5 a.m. at the end of the month. Mars may be seen before sunrise in the east at the end of the month as quite a small pinkish-red object. It's not really worth looking at through binoculars or a telescope, as it really has a small disk, and will prove quite disappointing. Jupiter is about to get too close to the Sun to view, but is still just there at the beginning of the month, very low in the west-northwest, around 9 p.m. Saturn is perhaps the best object to observe this month. At around 10 p.m, it's low in the southwest in the constellation Libra, but it's now really past its best for this year. As I mentioned last month, if you're a little more confident in finding planets, Neptune and Uranus may be found in the constellations of Aquarius to the south and Pisces also to the south. And the best time to look is in the hours after midnight at the end of the month. And of course, there's always Pluto. If you have a reasonably powerful telescope, try to see if you can see Pluto as well as the New Horizons images that are now coming into us. August is the last chance for noctilucent cloud viewing as the season comes to a close this month. And now the meteor showers for the month. One of the most exciting and perhaps the best of the year is the Perseids, which runs from the 17th of July to the 24th of August, but are at their best on the nights of the 11th and 12th of August, from around 1 o'clock in the morning until dawn. Meteors occur when the Earth's orbit takes it through a patch of debris left over from passing comets. This debris mainly consists of small particles about the size of a grain of sand. When the Earth crashes through this debris field, these particles enter the Earth's atmosphere incredibly fast and burn up due to friction. And we see these as bright streaks against the dark background of the night sky. You can all see a meteor or two on any night of the year, and these are called sporadic meteors. However, when the Earth passes through one of these debris fields, the results can be spectacular, as is the case with the Perseids this month and the Geminids in December. All the meteors associated with these particular showers appear to come from a single point in the sky called the radiant, and the position of this radiant is the name of the particular shower. So this month the radiant of the Perseids is in Perseus. And the number of meteors that we can expect to see is given by the term ZHR, or zenithal hourly rate. This is the number of meteors we could expect to see under ideal conditions if the radiant was directly overhead. The ZHR is expected to be around 100 meteors per hour, but don't expect to see this many from the UK. Probably expect around 20 to 30 per hour. The other shower this month is much less spectacular in terms of numbers, but it can come up with some really bright fireballs, and this is the Cygnids, whose radiant will be in Cygnus the Swan, and they're at their best on the 17th of the month. On to the constellations for August. We still have, of course, the summer set of constellations, with Cygnus and Cassiopeia being virtually overhead. Another chance to look out for the asterisms I talked about last month, including the Northern Cross, Summer Triangle, House, Great Square of Pegasus, the Steering Wheel, the Circlet, and the Keystone. Again, check in the Star Atlas, either online or in a book or magazine, to identify these and where to find them. However, I've been asked about the whereabouts of the Steering Wheel and Circlet, and these are both, they may be found between Pisces and Aquarius. If you have a telescope, now is a good opportunity to look at the Andromeda Galaxy, which is one of our nearest neighbouring galaxies. It can be found between the Great Square of Pegasus and the constellation Cassiopeia. Probably best with binoculars rather than a telescope, as it really is quite big. If you're okay to find this, there are quite a few other objects of interest that you might be able to find, including galaxies, nebulae, and star clusters. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There's plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is the planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. Listen out next month for September's highlights. Bye for now.